I'm Mina Starzyak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms,
and I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, you guys. Welcome back to Mina AF. Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a lovely Monday. It is dark. It is dark. It is early AF. We're recording. What time is it? It's six now. Yeah, I guess it's not that early for us.
We've been up for a minute.
I
wanted to open up with,
okay.
Like, do you kind of feel like Oprah and I'm Dr. Phil? Because I want to ask, because the OWN network has contacted me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve's pushing for a raise over here.
The OWN network is, you know, Oprah Winfrey network. Uh-oh. Just realized it's the OWN network. And I hate when people double up.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't have to say Oprah Winfrey network or OWN network, because that'd be OWN Oprah Winfrey network. Like PIN number.
I hate that.
Yeah. Like PIN number.
So OWN
contact me,
and they're like, yo,
you're practically Dr. Phil, but with a better hairline and rockin' bod.
What you need is your own show,
mm-hmm.
right after Mina's. And then eventually what we're going to do is wean her off, and you're just going to completely take over for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
But Oprah kept her show.
For a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Oprah.
I wouldn't be mad about that.
I like Dr. Phil too.
Everyone likes the episodes that you're on more. So,
well, they like them.
I think they like the back and forth perspectives.
Yeah, I think probably it.
You think you could hold a show on your own?
Girl, I'm the smartest person you know.
I don't think it necessarily has to do with smart.
Dr. Phil got his own show because he's
no, but a lot of really smart people like can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to talk in a way that like is relatable and understandable and just keep doing it with no one responding, which is a really weird dynamic, which is why a lot of people have a sidekick and you're my sidekick.
Yeah, that's fun. I love you. I'm glad we're back to loving each other. Quick story time.
Okay.
Sorry. So there was a period of time where I worked. I was assistant property manager for an
apartment. Colm's Castle.
And I lived on site, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 45-second drive to the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go home every day. I don't know what I would necessarily eat. I'd probably like a turkey sandwich.
You know
what I mean? I was definitely buying groceries back then.
Yeah. Wait, are you not buying groceries now?
No, I'm saying I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get a $9 Subway sandwich every
gotcha.
Day.
Gotcha, like, yes.
That wouldn't happen.
Gotcha.
I wasn't in the budget.
Yeah.
And I would sit and watch Dr. Phil. And sometimes I would doze off. Yeah. And this was when Steph was living with me.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times I'd have to like, I'd run to her school to pick her up. Or she would get dropped off by a friend because her friend started getting driver's license, which I loved. And she would walk in and she'd just be like,
why are you watching Dr. Phil?
I mean, but then she'd just start dying laughing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so you.
Well, because you, I feel like, have this persona that you don't watch what I would call, like, quote-unquote, trash TV.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
This was 20-something years ago.
Dr. Phil didn't start trash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This was, Dr. Phil was having, like, neuroscientists on.
Yeah.
You know.
But, fast forward, you watch trash TV.
What just happened?
just want to make sure that everyone knows.
Why are you
Steve is
ugly?
deep in Love
I watch
Island.
A show.
But you're
and
deep
I'm not,
in
and
it.
I'm
and Love is Blind.
Off. Everybody watches Love is Blind.
It's so good.
And our neighbor was like, because Love is Blind just ended like the night before. And, yeah. and I was like, I was doing some work. Our neighbor that we were her landlord for, and I was doing some work in her apartment, and I heard trash TV in the background, and I kind of like peeked my head around. And I was like, what you got going on over there?
But this is the question, because I feel like you'll still...
She's like, Love Island, UK.
I feel like you'll still differentiate this in your head. Like, that's acceptable, but me watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is like...
I don't know anything about the Real Housewives. What I do not like...
Yeah.
In fact, you know how I feel about the Kardashians.
They're
geniuses.
Yeah, they are geniuses.
I've never seen an episode, but I can appreciate how incredibly smart they are. I don't know anything about a Real Housewife of any city.
Uh-huh.
This Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, Vanderpump. That's what you... Dude, you would get into it if you watched it.
Hold on. It's so fake that I can't... They're just like, hey, let's have a pool party at Tom Sandoval's house and have these girls pretend like they don't know who he is. Everybody, my dead mother knows who Tom Sandoval is. You saw that scene. I was vacuuming or something. And I'm like,
look, I'm sure what happened.
First of all, you and I know how the sausage is made.
Knowing production, they were like, okay, you guys, you know, we have to do this for an episode. We got to stir the pot. Tom, have a party at your and Ariana's house.
Yeah.
And invite some random girls. And that's what happened.
I know. And I think some of TV is ruined for you and I. Because
TV is ruined.
We do know how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Good Bones is 99% like straight up real. But
yeah.
There are some times where they're like, hey, we need a scene with you and the kids. Can you meet us?
Like, do your morning routine.
Yeah, yeah. They don't tell us what to say. They don't do this or that, but they do give us a scene to work with.
Yeah, they're like, we got approved to shoot at Boba Conti, the coffee shop around the corner where I go all the time.
Shop.
Or I take the kids on the weekends all the time when it's nice. So it's not weird to do it, but those kind of like directions do get given.
And I'm just watching that like, oh my goodness, this is just wild. So I
Don't think any of that happens on Love Island?
Love Island? I really, really, really like all the people on Love Island.
Uh-huh.
UK, this is the UK. I don't know anything about any other Love Island.
If you guys haven't watched Love Island, you have to.
Well, Love Island.
I think
Island,
because it's UK, it's much
like
more
island.
X-rated.
I really don't consider that on the same level as... Vanderpump Rules.
You like it's better or worse?
Well, deduce that down to, do I watch Vanderpump Rules?
Well, you've not gotten into it. You got to give it like, you got to get invested with the characters.
I'd rather stick a needle in my penis hole.
What? I doubt that.
Well, from what I've seen. the Love Island UK characters, you have to admit, they're so funny.
They are. They're good. You guys, if you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix.
No, it's not even on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
You can't get anything
it's
right.
On Hulu.
God,
is it on Hulu?
If I die, this...
Steve thinks...
The bills will get paid because they're on ACH.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
No, but he's not.
Well,
see, the things I do don't count because I've automated them. Yeah.
Anyway,
we can get into this parenting conversation.
Love Island UK, the accents are amazing. This is season one, so that for some reason they're all still smoking the cigarettes.
And I think they just smoke. Well, it's old.
It's very old. I think it's like 2010.
Mm-hmm. Don't think I'm going to forget what you just said if you keep talking.
I'm not. That's how I'm going to. Yeah, so I just want to say thank you so much for making sure everything's paid for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so...
Oh, for real?
No, probably... See, it's partially a me thing.
Yeah.
That I'm saying like we got to come back to it. Okay. Because when we've had disagreements in the past, it's like, well, I handle the finances. And he's pretending he's falling asleep. He's being a real a-hole. Well, they're automated, so that...
That's funny.
I did?
Yeah, you went... He was like, Mom, and wanted
That's
something silly.
You know, yeah.
We didn't really need you. And he went.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all have different stressors, some big, some small, that we carry around and that really weigh us down. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to have a negative effect on us. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever it is that's weighing you down. For me, therapy has been so helpful, really learning those positive coping skills and to be the best version of myself. I know myself better and how to set the right boundaries that really work for me. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, then give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, and it's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/MinaAF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MinaAF. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you can fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. With delicious options from breakfast to dessert, you can stay fueled all day long with easy and nutritious options. Plus, with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, Factor meals are a real treat. I love the convenience and the variation of Factor's different meal preferences, whether it's managing calories, maximizing protein, or avoiding meat. Crush your goals this May with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/MinaAF50 and use code MinaAF50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code MinaAF50 at factormeals.com/MinaAF50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Anywho, that I pay the bills, and you've said before in the past, in a not nice way, like, well, that doesn't take any work. Like, it's already done. Like, it's automated, which most of it is. But.
Well, if my argument was, I'm not saying it is, but let's say my argument was, I help with the household by doing the laundry and vacuuming.
Uh-huh.
But we used a robot called Rosie and a Roomba.
If you managed the cleaners, which I appreciate.
Yeah, once a month.
Well, they just started once a month. They were every other week, but you manage that.
Yeah, I clean helpful. In the interim.
Yeah.
You don't. I clean in the interim.
I do sometimes. Okay. I do. You do the bulk of the cleaning, but I
that
do
wasn't
some
my point.
Laundry.
My point was that is if my...
I know your point was that, and what I was saying was even if you weren't the one actually cleaning, I still appreciate because I know it takes work to schedule the cleaner. And some people clean for the cleaner. Like, you do those things.
Yep, cool. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. You just want to move on. I'm not arguing.
Thank you for taking care of the household, everything.
I don't take care of everything. But I do.
I take that in my sleep.
Ew, that's gross. You're just trying to change the subject to everything other than.
No, I... You want to talk
no,
about
I just think I
paid?
No, I think the household rules is an interesting conversation and one that probably a lot of people talk about.
Is that where we're going with this?
I don't know. We have been so all over the place. I don't even know what subject to get back to.
Tom Sandoval, super good looking dude. But man,
Tom?
Yeah, I think he's good looking.
Okay.
You see him in a different light than I do. I see him as like a silly boy. Like you see him as probably all the stuff that he's done.
I
have no idea what he's done.
Yeah.
And it also just the Vanderpump rule. I'm like, every time that I'll maybe take a second to try to like bond with you over the show, I'm like, okay, now explain this to me. This is Miss Vanderpump and she owns a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And who are these people? And you're like, they're just people. And I'm like, okay, so what does she have
they
to do with them?
They used to be servers.
I'm like, okay, and they're not anymore. And you're like, yeah, they're not. And I'm like, okay, so why are they involved in her life? Like, I don't, like, fault, like, My, like, Herman, God love him.
Face value. It's a little confusing why they're still involved in her life.
Yeah.
But it's, I think it's it's just for the show now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Because the listener question is like a heavy one. So we're going to save that for another episode because we have very few just like light, entertaining, bantery episodes. So we're not going to do that. Is there anything else you want to talk about this episode that's not going to be deep and heavy and emo?
Did I finish my Dr. Phil story?
I think your Dr. Phil.
Oh, that's kind of how we got rolled into that. But I'd be sitting there on my couch watching Dr. Phil. And back then he had like really smart people on. They would talk about smart people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not saying he turned like Dr. Phil, if you listen, I really like you.
If Dr. Phil listened, we'd be getting paid for this podcast.
Well, I mean, he's just a really smart guy. But I think that he ran out of like smart people guests, I think. And then he had like the Catch Me Outside girl. And he's like, oh, Catch Me Outside. What does that mean? Remember that girl?
Uh-huh. Like, no, I do. Catch Me Outside.
I'm not saying it turned into like trash TV, but it definitely, and I haven't watched an episode of Dr. Phil in a decade.
It turned into like Jerry Springer.
Did it? Not Jerry Springer.
It's pretty.
Like leaves on the ground.
It's pretty intense, the sections I've caught.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's done now though, right? He's just moved on to his podcast.
I have no idea. The only TV Steve and I watch is the news in the morning, and then it rolls into the Drew Barrymore show, and we watch the Drew Barrymore show if we're in the living room, and then we don't watch anything else during the day.
It's a break until 4, and then it's the 4 o'clock news.
I'm going to be on the Drew Barrymore show, which is super exciting.
Super exciting.
So when we're recording this about a week, no, not even a week in advance, a few days in advance, and so I leave tomorrow to fly to New York to be on the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah, I'm super proud of you.
Which is very exciting. And you guys, we can tell you a funny story about this. So the Drew Barrymore show was supposed to happen back in December. And I don't even know how long ago, but Drew somehow posted something on Instagram where it was like, she knows what Good Bones is. Oh my God, Drew Barry, if she knows what Good Bones is, she knows who I am. She may not know my name, but she knows who I am.
What happened?
What happened?
She liked one of your stories.
Oh, she just liked it. That's all she did.
And
I read into that really deeply then.
I don't think you read into that enough.
Yeah.
And I think you came home and you were like, you won't believe this. Like, Drew Barrymore liked one of my stories. And I was like, that's incredible.
I wonder if she manages her own account.
I bet she does.
Yeah.
I bet she follows like 200 people. And
I text my manager and I was like, Brian, Drew Barrymore knows who I am. Get me on the Drew Barrymore show. And for the last like 5 years, he's just like randomly messaged their supervising producer and like, do you guys want her on? Hey, do you guys want her on? Like maybe once a year, I'll be like, poke him again. Do you want her on? And when he did, at the end of last year, they were like, yeah, sure. How about December 19th or whatever it is? And I was like, no fucking way.
It was like December 3rd.
Don't know what I'm doing. Don't know what I'll talk about. And so before Steve decides he's going to come with me. And before we book travel, I'm like, okay, are we locked? And he's like, I checked with them. We're locked. So I book because I'm cheap and travel is expensive. Like the cheapest flight, they're non-refundable. And same thing with the hotel. You get the cheapest rate if you book non-refundable. Mm. So Steve and I have this trip booked to New York that's non-refundable and don't really know what happened.
She had to go to Europe.
It got unlocked. I don't know how it can be locked and then be unlocked, but it got unlocked.
When Europe calls.
Yeah. So Steve and I are in the position where we're like, okay, we're already in the hole a couple grand on this. Do we go in the hole more by actually going and needing to eat and entertain ourselves? Or do we just call it a sunk cost and not go? And who knows if I'm ever going to be on Drew Barrymore. So we decided to go. And it was like Christmas timey. Yeah, like the tree was the up, tree, which was nice.
The night that we landed, they were lighting the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Which I did not want to go to.
No.
We did not. We did stay in a terrible hotel.
Yeah, the Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys.
Don't recommend.
Yeah.
One out of five.
Don't stay at the Manhattan.
And ran into the Tommy Severino.
On the streets of New York, we ran into Steve's childhood, one of his best friends.
Yeah. I just happened to look up and I was like, my brain said, there's Tommy Severino. And he just had that Tommy Severino look on his face, just happy as can be, eating a piece of pizza.
Yep. So we went
to how he like, he like bounces
bouncy.
When he talks.
He's just bouncy.
Like, I wish I had that.
I don't bounce when I talk.
He's like, yeah, I'm just I got a meeting with some clients, over Steve's in that building over there.
Bouncing, you guys.
I mean, Tommy's just.
So we went to New York, had a so-so trip, and now I literally booked my travel yesterday because I was like, I'm not booking this until we are a week out, and they're screwed if anything changes as much as I'm screwed.
I told you yesterday, I was like, you did the right thing.
But then when I went to book, flights were $1,200. And so I'm like looking for what I can do with my miles, and it's like
Uber.
Multiple stops to not the closest airport and just shenanigans.
You should have looked into driving for real.
To New York?
You realize there's it's Ohio and New
How
York.
Many hours?
I bet it's 9. Look.
Yeah, I don't want to drive 20 hours round trip.
You'd just rather fly 20 hours round trip.
No. Anywho, I ended up finding a flight for $700. And my manager and I have just, this is an ongoing joke, like, because there's already a sunk cost from the first trip.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what I'm not getting anything out of it other than just getting to meet Drew Barrymore, who I think is.
You're not really like allowed to talk about things that are coming down.
Yeah. They're like, well, what are you promoting? I was like, my podcast. I'm going to do some demos, and I'm just excited to meet her because she's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
She's had like 50 lives in the time that most people have lived half a life.
She seems like the most authentic human. Like if she were to walk in there's a few people that I'm like, if they were to walk in our front door, I'd be like, hey, how are you? Would you like a cup of tea, some coffee, water?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's just normal.
Yeah. She just seems like but not, you know what I mean?
Oh, she's definitely not normal. She's Drew Barrymore.
And I just feel like she'd be a homie.
Yeah.
You know, like we've met famous people and.
That
act famous. And we've met famous people that I'm like, let's set up a dinner with them. You know what I mean? Like they're homies. Yeah. That's a homie.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be super fun. And honestly, like if this podcast, if I could grow this to be like what I dream it to be, it would be like the podcast version of her show. Her show just feels very like, it's interesting. It's authentic. It's like real. It's raw. It's like she talks to people about the uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
I'm very entertained by the closeness and proximity
so
to humans.
So uncomfortable for me. I'd be like,
Steve would be freaking out.
Drew, I like you and you look great, by the way. But I gotta bring it back 6 inches.
See, me probably 10 years ago would be that, but I'm just very used to being touched now.
With the camera, by Jack. With the cameras?
No, by everyone.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant.
No, just like
about.
Hugged by, like when people come up. Also, yes. Jack and you, Charlie doesn't really, she's not much of a snuggler. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my body is like public property at this point.
Charlie likes to snuggle with me.
Yeah. Just different than,
We don't have to go into that.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But yeah, the proximity in which she either sits with the guests and or the guests sit with her, I'm just like, whoa.
Like we're
and
in
it's
it.
Like direct eye contact for 2 minutes. And I'm like, whoa. Y'all are going through some acting school shit right now.
You think?
I think that it helps. I think that they're able to like pull that bag of tricks out.
Yeah.
Right? Where I don't have that bag of tricks. Like if Drew Barrymore was like, talk to me about your parents' death, I'd be like,
I didn't go to acting school and I could do that, but I can just talk.
You're a unicorn.
Anywho,
I hope you have so much fun.
I'm excited.
I hope that she says, girlfriend, fuck that demo. Get over here on the couch. Let's talk.
I'm doing demos, you guys.
Let's talk mostly about
your handsome husband. Yeah, I figured that's what I was wearing.
And
so,
how fit you got.
I record.
Girl, you got so fit. How did you get so fit?
Because of my husband.
And what's his?
It's thehawkfit.com.
It's the Hawk Fit because the Hawk Fit, because Hawk Fit was taken.
Yeah, it's the
Hawk Fit. Okay. So everybody go to the Hawk Fit.
And Drew herself is requesting to join.
She looks great.
She does. So I record tomorrow and then it airs this Friday. So if you guys are home around during the day or record it, it'll be this Friday on the True Barry Moore Show.
That was an unplanned plug.
It was. I hadn't planned on talking about that, but that'll work out. Okay.
Where are we at?
We're going to wrap up this very randomly pulled together, but lighthearted episode. I feel like we don't get to do a lot of those. They're all very serious.
What if I could just pop out a Dr. Phil impression? That was spot
on.
Can
you? Can you do that?
There was a time in my life. You were good at
impressions.
I would like sit in my room by myself.
That's kind of creepy.
But I tell you what, if you gave me 6 months.
You'd have a great.
Every day.
You guys will come back.
Cool.
Come back around Thanksgiving time, and Steve's going to have a great Dr. Phil impression.
Yeah, I don't have that time. But
I'm going to hold him to it.
My man that did that Elvis movie.
Yeah.
I heard he's like going through unvoice training.
Yeah, that's got to be weird. I start picking up like a Southern drawl when we go to South Carolina for a week.
And I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
We go to South Carolina and I'm like, give me the locals.
Jack watches these two, I don't know if they're Australian or, yeah, Nico and Cash. No, Nico and Cash aren't the ones I'm talking about. But he watches these two dudes that are not American. I think they might be, like, Australian. But obviously, there's different terminology used. And we were driving by the gym yesterday, and Jack said, is that where Dad works out with his mates? And it made me the happiest.
Oh, I love it.
I was like, I'm not even going to correct him because that is accurate and it is way cuter than him saying friends. Oh,
yeah, sidebar, and Megan can cut this out, but our back carriage house new tenant, who we really like, well, who I really like, and you'll get to like her.
Yeah.
I think you've only had one interaction with her, but her boyfriend, who's going to be moving into her house with her, is from England.
Mm-hmm. Great accent.
They met here at university.
I love it.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
They went to the same proximity university, and he moved back to London for work and realized, hey, maybe I like you more than I thought. I'm going to move back to the United States. Anyway, point is that he's in town right now,
mm-hmm.
and they had something that I had to go up to their unit to fix. And I was like excited about it. I was like, my man's home.
You can talk to him. You can just hear the accent.
I fucking love those. And I'm British.
Mm-hmm.
H-A-W-K-E. Somebody dropped the E.
Mm-hmm.
So I was finding myself being like, so I kind of like fixed what I needed to fix. And I was like, so where are you from? You know?
Say words to me.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, so can you do the alphabet? So where are you from? And he's like, Manchester. And I'm like, well, I saw Noel Gallagher play a couple years ago with my buddy Ryan Jacobs, you know, from Oasis. Possibly top five best bands ever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about that. And so, you know, he's like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Great, mate. Yeah. And I'm like, what else can we talk about?
Jeez. Do you like golf? He's just avoiding coming back inside so he can talk to
them. He enjoyed talking to me. He was like, yeah, he was like, Jane tells me you're like a nutritionist and trainer. And I was like, if you ever want to get a bump on.
Yeah.
I live here.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. Okay. But y'all know what to do. Click the link in the show notes and leave a question. You guys have been leaving a lot of really amazing, like, super supportive comments, which I appreciate so much.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I leave comments on your Instagram stories.
You do? Yeah, you leave inappropriate comments on my anchor. I read them. I try to read all of them, you guys. But you can leave a voicemail question, or you can send me a message on Instagram. I do try to read all of them. I don't get to them all sometimes, but if you don't want your voice left, you can definitely do that. So thank you for listening to this very rambly but positive episode of Mina AF, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. I love you.